Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're listening to the Happy Hour.
We were in the middle of our tournament when my friend John said he found a body in the bushes over there.
With Nick Sainert.
I ran over there because I'm a healing monk to try and help, but obviously my magic wasn't strong enough because the dude's body was missing a head.
And Enrique Alvarez Clary.
So my friend decided to try and use a necromancer spell, which didn't work, which I knew it wouldn't.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
And apparently we contaminated the crime scene because that spell uses a lot of glitter.
Welcome back in. Happy Friday. Nick and Rico with you on the Happy Hour. Thanks to Empire Fence and Netting for their support. As always, visit them out there at Waverly today. SEC media predictions are out. How about this?
How about it?
If I were to tell you, Rico, Georgia had 165 votes to win the conference. Texas had 27. Alabama with 12. Ole Miss with 4. LSU with 2. And South Carolina with 1. There is one more school that got 2 championship votes.
South Carolina had a vote?
If I were to ask you, which other SEC program had a media member select them as the SEC champion?
Okay, I'm not looking that up. I'm looking up the teams in the SEC so I can remember which teams are in there.
This team, you'll remember which team. You don't remember what teams are in the SEC?
I just gotta remember, okay? Don't judge me. All right. Football teams, SEC.
I'll tell you this here real quick. Hold on.
Was.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with. Okay, so it's either Tennessee or Oklahoma.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with Tennessee.
This program has a historic record of 556 and 642.
Oh, not Tennessee.
It is not either one of those that you mentioned.
Really?
Their record last year was 2-10.
What?
Their record the previous year was 5-7. The year before that, 2-10. 2020, it was 0-9.
There's only one team that's
2019, it was 3-9.
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt had the same amount of projections to win the SEC championship as LSU with 2.
What is so different about Vanderbilt?
Vanderbilt, however, still by majority, was predicted to finish last.
Yeah. Yeah. What is so different about Vanderbilt this year? You want to know how bad Vanderbilt is?
How bad?
They are traveling to Georgia State the third week of the season.
You got to remember, Vanderbilt's stadium is under renovation.
I understand, but they have a home game against Virginia Tech, a home game against Alcorn State.
Nice.
And then they go to Georgia State. That's how bad they are. No other SEC school is going to Georgia State. No diss to Georgia State, but hosting an SEC team, you're not hosting anybody else in the SEC.
Georgia State football schedule. Let's see who else. Georgia State's going to Georgia Tech for week 1.
Yep.
Chattanooga's going to Georgia State. Georgia Southern's going to Georgia State.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, no. You're right. Yeah. So, Vanderbilt. I'm curious. How's Vanderbilt's schedule shape up?
They open up
the season against Virginia Tech.
Yep.
Then it's Alcorn State, like you said. At Georgia State, Vanderbilt at Missouri, Alabama at Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt at Kentucky, Ball State at Vanderbilt.
That's the SEC bye game.
Yes.
Tell me why Vanderbilt could lose that game.
Texas at Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt at Auburn. Okay, now hear me out.
Historically, Vanderbilt has a winning record against Texas.
Hear me out, Rico.
I just throw that out there. I'm hearing you out.
Vanderbilt's toughest games are all at home.
They are.
Texas at home, South Carolina at home.
That's a lie.
Tennessee at home.
They go to LSU.
Yes, but Alabama at home.
Yeah.
Okay, so three of your four toughest games
are at home. I don't know where you're playing, but yeah.
Hold on.
I don't know where home is for Vanderbilt, considering that their stadium is under renovation and half of it is missing, it seems like.
Dudley Field at First Bank Stadium. If I asked you what year did First Bank Stadium open, what would you say?
Is that Vanderbilt's stadium?
Here is the write-up, yes. First Bank Stadium, an intimate facility located in the heart of campus, has been the Commodores' home since...
2017.
No. 1981.
Ah.
The Commodores began playing home games at the current location in 1922.
Goodness gracious.
Dudley Field, as it was named, was the first stadium in the South to be erected exclusively for college football. Vanderbilt dedicated its new stadium October 14th, 1922 with a game for the ages. The Michigan Wolverines, a national power even in those days, came into Nashville as heavy favorites. The Commodores battled to a 0-0 tie, giving every one of the 20,000-plus fans in attendance a memory to cherish.
Wow.
The game was played in a carnival-like atmosphere, with the game ball being dropped from an airplane. Vanderbilt's most momentous defensive stop of the day came on a Michigan attempted a fourth down play on the Commodores' goal line. A Vanderbilt defender, using one of the goalposts to push off of,
no,
stopped the advancing Michigan's runner and squelched any hope the Wolverines had of scoring on that day. Good play continued as the opening season at Dudley featured a Commodore squad that powered its way to an 8-0-1 season.
Ooh.
Outscoring its opponents 117-16 overall.
Vanderbilt!
And surrendering 0 points at Dudley Field.
What year was this?
1922.
That Vanderbilt, 1922.
How about this?
One of the best teams ever.
Before the dedication game, the field was named for Dr. William Dudley, dean of the Vanderbilt Medical College. Dr. Dudley was the outstanding academic leader of his day. Okay, don't care. Dudley organized the old Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Association, the predecessor to the SEC. In 1893 and 1906, he helped organize the NCAA, of which he later served as vice president. How about this? Mm-hmm. Dudley, the guy the field was named after, was one of the first advocates of changing football's scoring system to make touchdowns count as 6 points instead of five.
Attaway, Dudley.
And devaluing field goals from 4 points to 3 points. How about that?
Do you want to know some facts about the 1922 season?
How much time out? Real quickly, last thing on Vanderbilt specifically. How much do you think their construction project in 1981 cost?
1981,
Vanderbilt.
I'm going to say a dumb number.
Constructed. This is like sip with the whole like Brazil thing.
I don't want to guess.
This is like sip with the whole show of stuff.
I don't want to guess.
No. I need you to guess. In 1981, the new home of the Commodores, Vanderbilt Stadium, was dedicated in September as Vanderbilt posted a comeback victory, beating heavily favored Maryland 23-17.
Okay.
They added 19,000 seats and updated scoreboards, things like that.
Okay.
How much do you think that it was?
19,000 seats. That's got to be at least...
It was in 1981.
19,000 seats in 81. That's got to cost like a nickel a seat. I don't know. I'm going to go...
Come on.
This is going to be dumb. I'm either way too high or way too... I'm going to say $25 million.
That's not bad, Rico. $10.1 million.
Okay.
It was after a $10.1 million construction project in 81.
Okay.
How about this? This is the best part. The process began in December of 1980 when a giant steel ball smashed into the concrete stands around the south end zone of Dudley Field.
What? Where did a giant steel ball come from?
Hold on. This all comes from Vanderbilt's the VUCommodores.com.
What is happening?
Perhaps the most spectacular part of the construction process came when the existing steel bleachers, the last pieces of Dudley Field were raised 10 feet through the use of 22 hydraulic jacks.
Yeah.
Each set of stands weighed approximately 400 tons.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Man. That's wild.
All right, fun facts about the 1922 season, 1922 season, and a little bit. So That season was Vanderbilt head coach Dan McGugin's 18th season.
Yep, that's him.
8-0-1. They finished third in the Southern Conference.
Yes, Southern Intercollegiate Conference.
Behind North Carolina and Georgia Tech.
Okay.
Right ahead of VPI.
Oh, nice.
Before the 1922 season, before the season, the 1922 season included the new try for a point rule. Teams were allowed to either kick an extra point after a touchdown or to place the ball anywhere beyond the 5-yard line and try to score. Either by a touchdown or by a kick and receive 1 point if successful.
Wow. All right. You learn something new every day.
Center and Georgia Tech were the favorites to repeat as champions.
That's like Catholic. That's like Catholic, where John Butler came from.
The center. The Center Praying Colonels football team. That is their name. The Center Praying Colonels.
There it is. All right. You learn something new every day.
They ran a single wing formation. That 1922 Vanderbilt, guess what their offensive scheme was? You're not going to. I'm going to tell you. Short punt.
What's consisted in the short punt offensive scheme?
The short punt formation is an older formation on both offense and defense.
I would say so.
Popular when scoring was harder and a good punt was itself an offensive weapon. I'm surprised Iowa doesn't run a short punt formation.
Wow, Iowa, short punt.
In times when punting on third down was fairly common. Teams would line up in the short punt formation and offer the triple threat of a punt, run, or pass.
Okay, so you could punt, or you could run
it's
a
like
play.
It's like a shotgun.
It's basically like you're fake punting every single time.
So it's like a shotgun, but you're 5 yards. Your quarterback's 5 yards back. He has a running back a yard in front to his right, another running back 2 yards in front to his left, and then somebody else right behind the offensive line on the right side, about a yard right of the other running back.
Okay.
So there's four people in the backfield. Quarterback is the furthest back, about 5 yards back.
Nice. There it is. All right. How about Vanderbilt?
Short punt formation.
Vanderbilt was a dominant program back in
1922. Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt football.
One of the best teams ever.
Let's take a break. Wrap up Friday in the week coming up next.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store to stay in touch and listen all day long wherever you are. More of the Happy Hour is next on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.